So Reuben Levy, we're learning together the book Gan Emunah, The God of Faith. This shiur, together with all the shiurim today, is dedicated to Rav Shleimer, Rav Shimon Machlof Ben Miriam Vada, to Daniela Bat Zahava Hannah, to Nachman Ben Daniela and Miriam Bat Daniela. The Iluin Nishmat of Fege Hanabat Daniela. Tov, we're learning that a life without Emunah is not a life. Now we need to be reminded about how difficult sometimes life is, how unpredictable it is, and what pain and suffering we can have in our life. If we don't have Emunah, tough, you can fill in the blank. If you don't have Emunah, it's a very, very difficult world to live in. But with Emunah, so we know that things make sense. Even if we don't understand them, we know that they do make sense. We just don't know what the understanding is, what the correct way of understanding it is. But there is. It is good in everything. Hashem only does good, and everything is from Hashem. But without Emunah, a person acts how he chooses. Without Emunah, Rav tells us, a person does what is good in his own eyes. Looks good to me. Let's do this. And all sins seem to a person permissible when put up against his burning lusts. Right? We can rationalize anything. The Yetzer Hara is the best attorney that exists. He can have many, many innumerable reasons why it would be a good idea to pursue our desires. And the more learned we become, and the more holy we become, so the more learned and more holy his arguments become. Right? He grows with us. But he's ahead of the game. Right? So, really, without Emunah, the person can, will, not can, he does, follow his own choices. And even to the extent of justifying things which are not, clearly not appropriate, but everyone is able to justify whatever they want. Right? That's the nature of the Yetzer Hara. V'yib God, Bli Hisus Ba'ishet Norad, and he will cheat without a hesitation the wife of his youth, right? Meaning his wife. Just an expression here, the wife of his youth. But, right? A man will cheat on his wife in the blink of an eye, given the opportunity. And without Emunah. Ve'yele Imeshati, she'll go with another man's wife. Even if it's the wife of his friend, Hatob Yoter, his best friend, right? Man is liable to do that. That is, unfortunately, we see that in the world. It's not just a fairy story, right? Bli lasim lev klal, without even paying attention to it, shehu over amidat or yoshev habisit, that it's going against the most basic straightness, not to touch and not to covet what doesn't belong to you, right? It's simple. You don't need to be a Rebbe, you don't need to be a Torah student, you don't even need to be a Jew, you don't need to have any knowledge of Torah or God at all to know that it's not appropriate to take something that doesn't belong to you. Right, it's just a basic principle of logic, if you right? But without Emunah, we can justify even that in order to fulfill our lusts. Right? Tov. We have a yetzer hara of that nature. Right. And only through emuna is a man able to overcome his yetzer hara and to remember that he is, after all, just a creation, just a creation. And to all the creations, each one has his own share, whatever the Creator gave him, and it's upon him to be happy and to suffice with what he's given and to leave the rest of the other creations around him to live their life with their share that was given to them from Hashem. Right? So if I have emunah, I understand that Hashem gave me what he wanted to give me, what's appropriate for me. And he didn't give me what's not appropriate for me. He gave someone else what's appropriate for him. And it's not for me to take somebody else's share to try. Right? But that's only with emunah. Without emunah, why should that even cross my mind? Why do I care? Right? If I want it, so I should take it. And it makes sense. Right? Without emunah to justify it, to give me the reason not to, why would I voluntarily give up on something that I want? Without emunah, it's possible to arrive at ideas, conclusions that are completely the opposite of the truth. For example, to prove that stealing and murder are justified and correct. There are many known cases that, in the name of truth and justice, that groups arose and they stole from the rich in order to give to the poor, etc. And there were also those who killed and did other terrible things, right? All in the name of their own brand of justice and truth. And if they would have had emunah, they wouldn't have reached such crooked conclusions, because they would have known that there is a boss in charge of the city, and that's Hashem Yibarach, and only he decides who's going to be rich and who's going to be poor, and there's no permission on any person to make that judgment himself or to try to change the hashkacha of Hashem. Hashem said this person's going to be rich and this person's poor. It's not for me to steal from this one and give to that one. It's a very nice Robin Hood fairy stories, but it's not Jewish and it's not acceptable. I can't go around doing that. If I want to give tzedakah, but not by stealing it from someone else. Kol ha'olam kulo, the whole entire world is full of these mistakes, like these errors in thinking. Because without an emunah, everyone's able to decide his own truth, which is in actuality just a big lie, which can bring, which is able to bring destruction to the world. And that's how these destructive movements, these revolutionaries, were formed. For example, fascism, right? For example, fascism, communism, what's this one called in English? No, hafichot tzvayim, tzvayot, unilateral disarmament, like against armies, right?
Peace now.
Peace, like, yeah, that sort of stuff, right? Like, it's not a good idea to have. What's that? What are they called? CND? Did you have CND? That was only in the UK. CND. A group called CND. CND. No, that was a new UK thing. Okay, it stood for civil nuclear disarmament. Right, they wanted unilateral disarmament.
Oh, that brings back. Right?
They were very big, in the UK. There was a big bandwagon, everyone was jumping on it. They're still going now.
Yeah, that was during the time of when they had the neutron bomb in
Thatcher and Reagan, all that stuff.
Yeah,
around that time. Anyway, so here we clearly see Rabbi Isis against that stuff. Right, it's logical, right? People are meant to have armies, right? It keeps everybody, right? This is my land, that's yours. Stay away from mine, please. You don't touch mine, I don't touch yours. Right, it's healthy at the moment until we get to a place where everyone's full of them and we won't need them. Right, but we're not in that place yet. Anyway, 12, that's politics over with for today. And even today there are those groups and movements that that want to uproot Yotzrot nature? Yotzrot?
Oh, global warming.
No, it could be, I don't know if that's what it means. Anyway, in the name of truth. But through Amunah, we connect ourselves to the truth of the Creator, which is the only truth. Because truth, there's only one of them. There's only one truth. And it doesn't change ever. Therefore, only this truth is able to exist in the world. It turns out that Emunah is therefore the foundation upon which the world stands. Right? Truth and Emunah in this section are inextricably linked. Right? If a person has Emunah, he can get to the truth. Without Emunah, we can't get to the truth. Because without Emunah, we start making up our own truths. Now he, Rav Arush, brought here the fact that on a global basis, on a national basis, that without truth, all these groups start with the answer to all the world's problems, communism, fascism, whatever, etc. All the isms. But the same is true on our own personal level. Without Emunah, we start making up our own truths about how the world needs to be. Not like I'm watching the news and I decide that we need to bomb the Russians. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about in my own home. Right? Without Emunah, I decide what's correct, right? Which is usually nonsense, because if it's not the truth, it's a lie, right? So I'm not holding by Emunah and by the Hashem's truth. I'm holding by a lie. It's not what Hashem wants, right? If I decide that it seems correct to me that I know that this is the way I'm going to bring my kids up, or that this is how I'm going to run my house. Why? Because that's what I saw at home, that's what my parents did. It's very nice, but it doesn't necessarily mean it's what Hashem wants. Right? I speak for myself, those of us who weren't brought up in a very learned Torah home, so even if you were in a Torah home, if it wasn't a very learned Torah home, maybe that we didn't get the best education according to what Hashem wants, according to Hashem's rules, not according to, because without Torah influence, so you need to have influence from somewhere, so it has to come from somewhere else, right? You have to have some sort of knowledge, right? So you pick it up from the street or from the TV or from the radio or from the books, whatever you're reading, Dr. Spock's advice on how to raise kids or whatever the happens to be in at the time, right? Or I know, make friends and influence people, right? The way to success, right? Whoever that was, right? Don't know. Where is it? Huh?
Yeah,
that's Carnegie, right? That was it.
Yeah.
It was a great book, but it's not Torah. It's not true, right? And that it means that even if I take a great book like that, it was written with great intention and it has some very good messages in it, but I use that as my guide to life. I go by that book. And then I'm very much off course, because it's not Emunah, it's not Torah, and therefore I come up with false ways of living my life that really don't work, and they lead to even if they look like they work in the short term, they end up with loads of problems, right? The person, right? Person learned at home that my dad made me go to a shul with him every Shabbos, every day, depending on, you know, where, what time he lived in, right? And he did that to me, and I'm doing it to my kids. They need to learn, right? So it's an option. It's not according to Torah. It's not. Person who reads the Book of Barash on bringing up kids, it's not appropriate in many cases to drag your kid off to shul if he doesn't want to come. But it looks good, it works, he's going to come, he has to, right? You've got power over him, you're his father. So you get a short term win, and you get to impress all your friends with the fact that your obedient little 4-year-old sits there, right, with his book, right, and comes every single day, and you feel really good, because... But what's going to happen? Not long down the road, as soon as he can start making his own decisions, he's out of there. Right? And he's not coming back. Why? Because it's not based on Torah. It's a nice Torah, but it's not based on Torah. Right? If we take our ideas from other places, unless they coincidentally happen to also be the same as Torah, then it means that they're false. Right? Unless by chance... or by good luck, they happen to coincide and overlap with this is what Torah would also say. Yeah, it's a good idea. Could be. They don't have to go against Torah. But unless they are, then something which is not true is a lie. 99% truth is 100% lie. There's only one truth. And if it's not true, it's going to take me away from Hashem. It's either going to take me away from Hashem a little bit, or it's going to take me away from Hashem a lot. Now, obviously, I have a lot of influences because I grew up not in a Torah world. And so I have a lot of stuff in my head that's not from Torah. Fair enough. Can't be perfect. But I have to be aware of it. I have to try and limit it, and be aware of where I'm getting my decision-making from. Why do I think this is a good thing? Why do I think this way of action, this way of living, this way of choosing is good? Where does it come from? It's what my dad taught me. It's what I saw on a movie once. It looked good there. Right, where does this come from? It doesn't have the Torah source, and it's suspect. Right? We should be aware of the influence that we get. You know, if a person's still watching TV, watching movies, reading the newspapers, you should know he's being influenced by that. Right? My thought process is being influenced by the influences around me. It's just natural. It's not like I can screen them all out. If I was screening them out, I wouldn't be listening to them. I wouldn't be watching them, right? I'm watching to them and listening to them because they're interesting to me.
It's not a repeatable function. The whole 99.99% of the world functions like that.
And 99.99% of the world is functioning very badly. Increasingly so. So you're right. They do function, but it depends on what... We can choose what level we want to function. That's the point. How much truth do I want in my world? So I've had more or less. Less TV, more truth. More TV, less truth. Right? It's I just need to be aware of I have those choices. And my choices do influence. I can't pretend and hide that there are no consequences. There are consequences. There is a truth, which is called the Torah, and the rabbis in each generation who I can trust in and believe in, and that's not so simple, but those who I can trust and believe in, right, they're the ones who are given the gift of giving over that advice for our generation. So that's where my principal foundation of my advice needs to come from, my derech. If I happen to find that, I know, there's a really good book on child rearing for, like, I know, under threes, right, to bottle feed, to breastfeed, to, I know, sleep train, whatever. And I don't know, I'm not aware that there's any other Torah source on that that's going to help me. So fine, talk. I'm not going to be dumb and, like, restrict myself from having useful knowledge just because there's not available, right? Or nutrition, if there's a really good book on nutrition, so fine. But well, I have to be aware of that the more Torah source it has, the more true it is, and the better it's going to be for my neshama. It's going to help me more. If I can find a Torah book on nutrition from a good source. So if someone doesn't know what they're talking about, then it's a waste of time as well. But if it's a good Torah source, it's going to have a lot more benefit to me and my neshama than a non-Jewish source. It just is. The source is relevant. However, if there's nothing else out there, and the best book on green smoothies is from a non-Jew, so fine, I'll go and buy the book on green smoothies, right? It's much better than eating hamburgers, right? Or you know, whatever junk I'm eating otherwise. It's good. There is wisdom in the goyim. It's the truth. There is. But it was also mostly 99.9% not junk, right? And it does influence me, right? And I want to walk on the path of truth. I want to get closer to Hashem, and I want to also give myself the best chance in life, right? It's good to get good advice. It's very helpful. If I read Rav Shalom's books on marriage, now I read Rav Shalom's books on raising children, for example. So it's going to help me no end, right? It's going to solve lots of problems. Why put myself in the lion's den of what could be otherwise if I don't go to a Torah source? Right? Tov. Behine, me'achashi yesh labori tachlit b'riyam ha'adam, b'riyat adam. Since there is the Creator has a purpose in the creation of man, can it be that the Creator will ask for a person to reach his purpose in life without telling him what it is? Can it be that the Creator will give reward and punishment without telling a person what's permissible and what's forbidden? Can a person think that the Creator will rely on a person to decide for himself what his own purpose in life is? Can't be. Right? Saying something, just plain logic here. Hashem created us. Now, what did He create us for? He created us just randomly. So, there you go. Go work it out yourself. I don't care. Make up whatever you think is good. Doesn't bother me. Enjoy yourself. No purpose, no reason. Whatever you make up is probably going to be fine. Fine with me. Go ahead. It's not logical. The Creator would create all of this, create us, and then say, just go and do what you like, and it doesn't really matter. You can come up with whatever you want. Whatever your truth you think is good, fine by me. Right. And who knows where we'll end up. Clearly where we'll end up. Right? Just look at history. Right? It can't be that Hashem created us without a purpose. And we know there's reward and punishment. So how can you have reward and punishment without a set of rules? And how can He expect us to get to our purpose if there's no way of knowing that? So clearly the answer is there is. There are rules, there is a purpose, and there is a truth. There is a path that we're expected to be going down. Therefore, it's certain that the Creator is obligated to give to a person clear instructions in relation to his goal, his purpose of the existence of the world. And therefore, he gave us the Torah and the mitzvahs. And to the tzaddikim, and to the righteous ones and the teachers, who teach us what is our purpose, and they engrave within a person, is probably a better way of saying that in English, they engrave within a person truth, that only through that person is able to achieve, to reach emunah, true emunah. Rav Nachman says that person can't reach Emunah without having truth, Torah Zion. The person can't reach truth without the Tzaddikim, because the Tzaddikim are the ones that are going to teach a person truth. If I don't have the Tzaddikim, or I don't listen to the Tzaddikim, how am I ever going to get to truth? Right? As a kid, I had some amazingly wonderful ideas on how the world works and how it doesn't work, and right, that I was living that truth. until someone came and several books and several shirim later, I actually kind of really understood that that was all nonsense. It seemed very real to me. It seemed very true to me. Now the tzaddikim, I don't know what truth is, because the Yetzer Hara is always trying to tell me, pull me offline, pull me off track. And only the tzaddikim know the complete truth. Why? Because only the tzaddikim have beaten their Yetzer Hara. Meaning, once they get to the level where they don't, where they've cleaned up their Yetzer Hara, there's no more Yetzer Hara attacking them, then they can now see clearly and see truth 100%. But until a person gets to that stage, I've always got a Yetzer Hara. So I never know, doesn't matter how high I get, until I get to a certain level where my Yetzer Hara is no longer affecting me, I can never know if this is really true. Maybe this is just a trick of the Yetzer Hara, right? And as I grow, my Yetzer Hara is going to be growing with me. So even if I get to be a big Talmid Chacham, but I'm not yet at the level of a Tzaddik, I can't know if where I'm heading is exactly the truth. I still need to ask the tzaddikim. I still need the advice of the tzaddikim. For depends on, you know, when a person grows, so his questions get more sharp and narrow and smaller and on his level. But until a person gets there, he can't rely on himself. I can't rely on where I'm holding now to know if this is true. What should I be doing with my life? Right? If it's a crucial question, most of life, right, is crucial. Depends on what person depends on crucial. Right? So he should ask. He should ask someone. He shouldn't rely on himself. Oh, there are times to rely on ourselves and times to trust in ourselves. When we have Yishuv Dat, when we have clarity, when we speak to Hashem, when we think our answer is direct from Hashem. Oh, a person can rely. But we should know that we're not, if we look at ourselves honestly, we'll see that in our past we've had different ideas which we discounted, which we thought then were correct, and we know now are not. And therefore we should realize from that that I could still be in that same situation today. Right? Tomorrow I might change my mind and realize that where I'm holding today is all nonsense as well. That's fine. Right? Hashem is leading me through a path. Where I was when I was 17 was exactly where Hashem wanted me to be, even though it was completely mistaken. You know, I thought whatever I thought was good then. Right? But the fact that I don't know and I don't have the truth is the key thing to remember. Right? Because that's going to retain my humility and get rid of my arrogance. I don't know what's going on. As Nathan said, the highest level of knowledge is know that you don't know. I need to know that I don't know. What I hold today is true is what I need to hold today is true in order to function. I've got to go shopping, I've got to go to yeshiva, I've got to keep a family and that, right? So I've got to hold on to it as truth. But I should know that it's not necessarily the truth. I don't have the truth. I'm searching, and I hope I'm growing, that Hashem will lead me on the path of truth. But I don't have the truth. I have whatever Hashem's giving me right now. And I need to ask every day. That's why one of the most strange instructions that Rabbi Nachman ever gave was a person needs to search for the true tzaddik every day. And Rabbi Nathan wrote that he would search for the true tzaddik every day. And he was Rabbi Nachman's, right? But there's a deeper inyan that we have to search for the truth, meaning the true advice, every single day. Because every single day we have to know that we can grow. If I hold the truth today, then what's the point in tomorrow? Tomorrow's not going to tell me anything new. I need to be able to grow. To grow means that I break yesterday and I start anew tomorrow. What I thought yesterday was wrong, and what I now know today, so fine, I've now grown. That's because my truth today is now stronger, it's deeper, I understand more, it's clearer, because it's a new truth. I'm getting the focus on the world is getting sharper. It was a little bit fuzzy. Yeah, there's a God thing, God's good, God gives me paranasset. It's there, it's a bit fuzzy. Right? It's like a camera, like one of those old-fashioned SLRs, single-lens reflex, where you look through the lens, right? It's there, but it's not so sharp. I got the general direction. Tomorrow, it's going to sharpen up a bit. And I'm going to see things that I didn't see yesterday. right? When the focus is sharp, I can now see things that was blurred, it was just a blob before. Now I see it's actually, there's a person standing over there in the picture. Right? I didn't see that yesterday. So I now see that, right? So my truth is growing, my truth is changing, but only if I'm prepared to accept that what I know today is not the end of it. I'm not 100%. Right? I have where to grow. Bezrat Hashem, we should all merit to grow every day with Hashem's help.